Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bring in Steve Roberts here to talk more about it. Steve, the political fallout we're seeing a lot of this morning. There's a lot of different questions. I guess the first one I have is, depending on who you listen to, and obviously you're going to hear different voices depending on what side of the aisle you listen to, but what makes what happened Saturday different from the hundreds of airstrikes in Libya, Syria, Yemen that took place without congressional approval that would lead many in Congress, including Tim Kennedy, congressman representing Buffalo, to say, you know, how was this done without approval from Congress? I mean, what would be the difference here?
Well, you've got a number of unanswered questions there, Brian. But one is, Congress almost always complains that it's not brought in to the inner circle when it comes to military attacks like this. This is an old story. And Congress has a legitimate complaint, but in the end, both legally and politically, there's one commander in chief, not 535 commanders in chief. And yes, Congress has certain powers to declare war. It created the War Powers Act after Vietnam to give the Congress more of a say. But in the end, the president has much more leeway in foreign policy, and particularly military dimensions of foreign policy, than in domestic policy. So you hear those complaints all the time. They don't really have much resonance. But the real problem for Trump politically is not necessarily with Democrats who are complaining that they weren't consulted. It's Republicans who are saying, look, you promised not to do this. Let's remember Donald Trump campaigned strongly, powerfully on the argument that previous Republican presidents, particularly George Bush 43, had made a profound mistake by going into Iraq, a profound mistake by going into Afghanistan, a profound mistake by entangling the United States in these regional conflicts around the world. This was a core argument. That's what America First meant to a lot of his supporters. And here he is 3 months into his term saying, wait, I'm going to follow a very different path. Now, his argument is that negotiations have failed with Iran, that they were moving toward developing a nuclear weapon, and that's something that everybody around the world agrees can't happen. But the bottom line is he has turned around and taken an action that he very explicitly and powerfully and forcefully said he would not do. And that's a much bigger problem than Democrats complaining about being consulted.
Administration saying that this is not a war with Iran, that this is a war on Iran's nuclear sites. And members of the administration yesterday were careful to say that this is not for a regime change, although the president said last night that he wouldn't mind that. So where do you think this is going?
Well, we don't know where it's going, and that's the problem, Susan. You can say this is a limited strike. You can say we have limited aims, but you're not in control. Because once you initiate a drastic action like this, you can't control the counter-reactions. as you mentioned earlier in your report, there are 40,000 American troops scattered at bases in Qatar and the Persian Gulf and Greece, Turkey, all through the Middle East, who are now on heightened alert and are potentially vulnerable to direct strikes or terrorist attacks. You've got the oil issue is enormously important. It's a narrow passageway in the Persian Gulf called the Straits of Hormuz. About 25% of the world's oil moves through that choke point. Iran is totally capable of choking off all or some of that oil traffic, which could have enormous and very quick effect on oil prices. Older listeners will remember back in the 70s, gas lines around the block in the United States after an earlier confrontation in the Middle East and the retaliation from the Middle Eastern states by choking off oil supplies. And third, in the modern world, you have the world is interconnected in cyberspace and the possibility of cyber attacks on critical American infrastructure is always a possibility. So you can say no regime change. You can say this is not a war. You can say this is a limited strike. But you can't always control the aftershocks from your actions.
What exactly those aftershocks will be, Steve, is I don't know. It leads to the question I asked this of another guest earlier. Did the president just end a war or start one? And I guess that remains to be seen with how much damage Iran had, but they really seem to be a country that's in retreat. The leader is in retreat. He's in a bunker somewhere. He can't, you know, go anywhere to meet, to discuss any sort of peace deal because he's hunkered down. What happens next is the big question, but do you see this expanding to a wider conflict?
I just don't know, and I don't think anybody knows. But part of the critical question here is, did Donald Trump think through these ramifications? Even if you're a strong supporter of Donald Trump, you have to admit that his decision-making, and this is a fact, this is not an opinion, has always been episodic. It's always been erratic. He's a short-term thinker, not a long-term planner. He reacts to events. And look at the way he handled the whole tariff issue for weeks. The tariffs are on, they're off, they're on, they're off. That's the way he operates. He operates on instinct. He operates on very quick reactions. And one of the things that is bothering people in Washington, even some of his supporters, as well as allies around the world who might agree, do agree that Iran can never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. But part of what is causing so much anxiety is, can Trump's judgment be trusted? Is he a steady and sure hand here? Has he thought through the second and third and fourth implications, or is he acting on impulse? And throughout his entire career as a public figure, as a candidate and as a president, he has acted on impulse. He's acted in reaction to events, not in terms of a long-term strategy. And that's what's got people uneasy. Has he thought through the second and third and fourth round of reactions? And no one knows what's going to happen.
Steve, thank you for the time this morning.
Sure.
Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live on WBEN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up.
Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.